All right, it is the 20th of August, and it is day number 232 on the year. Before we get to our devotion, we liked a bit of today in history, as well as special events, and then we've got Robert Morgan today. So, yeah, today in history, today in the time machine, we go back to 1998. Do you remember it? How old were you? Wow, a lot younger. American cruise missiles pounded alleged al-Qaeda training camps in Afghanistan and a pharmaceutical plant in Sudan. The attacks were a retaliatory strike after the deadly bombings of two U.S. embassies in East Africa just weeks earlier. President Bill Clinton commented.
There will be no sanctuary for terrorists. We will defend our people, our interests, and our values.
Yeah, 1998. Yeah, I remember that. And boom, there it was, 27 years ago. This very day. Also for August 20th, sneak peek of special events today. It's Accessible Air Travel Day, Bacon Lovers Day, Chocolate Pecan Pie Day, Hawaiian Pizza Day. Yes, that's the big question. Does pineapple belong on pizza? Celebrating today. It's International Day of Medical Transporters, Radio Day, and World Mosquito Day. And finally, we've got a morning devotion today. From Robert Morgan's On This Day, a great way to learn church history. Today titled, Study in Contrasts. It reads like this. He starts with this. He says, Jesus, the very thought of thee with sweetness fills my breast, but sweeter far thy face to see and in thy presence rest. Again, study in contrast. This hymn, sung for nearly 1,000 years, is attributed to a puzzling man in France named Bernard, a deeply spiritual Christian who advanced a militant Christianity. Bernard seemed destined for a promising secular career until as a youth he turned toward Christ and persuaded more than 24 of his friends to give themselves to celibacy and to the monastery of Citeaux. He soon became the most famous figure there and was sent to found a similar institution at Clairvaux. The monastery of Clairvaux became his headquarters, and he seldom left it, but his influence radiated from its walls like spokes of a wheel. During his lifetime, Bernard founded 70 more monasteries and oversaw 90 others. Wow. He loved the scripture and became deeply acquainted with its teachings, but he loved the sword almost as much. Bernard advanced monastic military orders, communities of knights and men-at-arms living under monastic discipline committed to the defense of church and faith. He wrote the rule book for the Knights Templar and inspired German military orders that forcibly Christianized parts of Europe.
Hmm.
He envisioned the Second Crusade and persuaded Pope Eugene, his former pupil, to authorize it. And when it ended in disaster, Bernard commented, "It is better that they blame me than God." Robert Morgan says many Christians today do blame Bernard. He was a fighter who battled the devil in his own life by rigid disciplines and heresy by asserting orthodoxy at every stop and paganism by preaching with a Bible in one hand and a sword in the other. Not quite what I remember Jesus saying, but anyhow, and Muslims by sending Europe's finest on an ill-fated crusade. He didn't give up his battles until this day in 1153 when at age 63 he departed, saying, "Thy face to see and in thy presence rest." Robert Morgan says, we question his judgment, we still sing his song, and we remember his life every August 20th, the feast day of St. Bernard of Clairvaux. Okay, it's a little unclear to me exactly what the hymn is. I apologize. I don't know, he just says the hymn. But anyhow, we close off with this from Matthew 26. One of Jesus' followers pulled out a sword. He struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. But Jesus told him, put your sword away. So folks, let's listen to Jesus. Today's number is 25. That's the number of gallons of water a camel can drink in 10 minutes, not in a day. That is crazy. A camel can drink 25 gallons of water in 10 minutes. Wow. Win it Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, and what a prize package today.
Indeed.
We've got four tickets for four different Wisconsin Dells venues. Now, you're going to want to use these by midnight Labor Day, but still, wow. I mean, zipline is a lot of fun if you've never done it. We've got four tickets for Zipline Adventures in the Dells, the Upper Dells Boat Tour. How about Noah's Ark Water Park and Top Secret? Four tickets for each of those.
Who wants a last-minute summer vacation getaway down to the Dells? We've got your tickets if you can answer our Tuesday trivia question, which is now a Win It Wednesday question. At 715-723-2555. We're talking museums, Halvone. We're saying this unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 of these. This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what? 715-723-2555. Incorrect answers yesterday. It's not paintings, butterflies, prehistoric bones, nutcrackers, types of mustards, potato chips, motorcycles, exhibits, lunchboxes, pencils, bobbleheads, rocks, marbles, paperweights, Pez dispensers, miniature books, candy, toothbrushes, bananas, paperclips, costumes, flags, Coca-Cola bottles, purses, salt and pepper shakers, or lamps. Though there are museums that have collections of many or most of those, but not what we're looking for with this particular museum that has a collection of over 5,000 what? Who wants to go to the Dells?
If you're a regular listener, you know that we give you this opportunity here to see, you know, you slept on it, what'd you come up with? And then if you still don't get it, a clue after 7:45.
So call now at 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 for your chance to win that family four-pack of Wisconsin Dells passes. I didn't actually calculate it, but it's worth a few hundred dollars at least here. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Tammy Elfmound.
All right, Tammy, go ahead.
Root beer?
Root beer. Is it root beer?
Great
Is it
guess.
A museum, yeah, with 5,000 kinds of root beer. I would love to visit such a museum. Is that what we are looking for?
That's not it, but it was a fun guess.
Yes, thank you, Tammy. Okay, call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name and where you're calling from on this Win It Wednesday? Good morning, WWIB. Oh, they're gone. Maybe they were getting a guest root beer too. 715-723-2555. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Connie from Wisconsin Rapids.
All right, Connie, go ahead.
Is it cameras?
Cameras?
Yeah.
Is it cameras? How did Connie get it? Is she going to the Dells with three guests?
Good guess. That's not it.
Not it, but call us back, Connie. 715-723-2555. Connie was trying hard yesterday as well. 715-723-2555. We're talking museums, and this unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what? Over 5,000 of these. 723-2555. We've heard from Menominee, Thorpe, Chippewa Falls, Owen, Alma Center, Wisconsin Rapids, Eau Claire, Rice Lake, Whitehall, Elk Mound. No one's got it yet. 723-2555. We have time for a handful more guesses. If you would like to call in for your chance to win this family four-pack of Wisconsin Dells tickets, including four tickets to Noah's Ark Water Park. How about a last-second family vacation getaway? 715-723-2555. This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lisa Mondovi.
All right, Lisa, go ahead.
Is it matchbooks?
Is it matchbooks? Oh, there could be some very interesting matchbooks. How about, did Lisa get it?
Sorry, Lisa.
Not what we're looking for. Time for a couple more guesses, though. 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb. This is Linda.
Hey, hi, Linda.
And Mark. African-American Museum.
An African-American museum. So over 5,000.
For heritage.
Heritage. Okay. A collection of over 5,000 items there. Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry,
Linda. Thank you. All right. Time for one more guess, and then we'll push this off 20 minutes and give you a clue. Unless this person gets it right here, right now. Good morning. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Eau Claire.
All right, go ahead. What's your name? What's your name as well?
Christopher.
Christopher. All right, Christopher, go ahead.
I'm going to guess buttons.
Buttons. Is it buttons? How are we sending Chris to the
Dells?
What do you
think about, like, political campaigns, something like that? That'd be interesting, but that's not it, Christopher.
All right, thank you, Christopher. We're going to try this again in about 20 minutes.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. We've got Dell's tickets. Boy, do we.
715-723-2555. Someone's ready to call. We haven't even given a clue yet because this is the time when we normally give a clue.
That's right. And so, again, we've been asking this question. This will be the fifth time in the last couple of days. And it has to do with a museum, a unique museum, and it has 5,000 of what?
A collection of 5,000 of these. And again, we're giving away passes, four passes each to Noah's Ark, Top Secret, Upper Dells Boat Tours, and Dells Zipline Adventures.
Boy, fantastic. Hundreds of dollars worth of value here. And again, your chance to get these and use them here before the end of summer. All right, so 723-2555. Give the question, then I'll give the clue.
This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 of these. Mm-hmm. 5,000 what?
And the item is something that most of us use daily.
Most of us use this daily. And this museum has a collection of over 5,000. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Taryn from Menominee.
Hey, Taryn, what do you think?
Mustard.
Mustard. Is it mustard? A collection of mustard. I was going to say, I'm just checking to see if that's been guessed yet already.
I think it was. Remember, I talked about the Mustard Museum in Madison.
Yeah, I was just looking back. There have been so many guesses. So, Taryn, just wanted to keep you on the line because you can have a bonus guess. What do you think?
Something most of us use daily.
You have any other guesses or do you want to think about it?
Toothpaste.
Is it toothpaste, Taryn? It's not toothpaste, but call us back. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Carrie from Eau Claire.
Hey, Carrie, what do you think?
I'm going to say like a brush.
A brush. Okay. Maybe hairbrushes. So where is my hairbrush?
Okay. Yeah.
We'd have 5,000.
VeggieTales song.
Museum, if you're right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Carrie?
No.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you. 715-723-2555.
Gave you a good clue. Said it's something that most of us use daily. What is it?
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Conrad.
Hey, Jack. What do you think?
Condiments.
Okay, yeah. So he was saying, hey, not just mustard, but add the ketchup or the horseradish or mayo.
Uh-huh.
A condiment museum. Sure, that would be interesting as long as they didn't spoil. Jack? Not what we're looking for, friend. Thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555. But it's always great when people take the clue and say, hey, I'm actually going to use the clue.
Right. Please use the clue.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Ron from Fall Creek.
Hey, Ron. What's your guess?
Barbed wire.
Yeah, we use that.
Some people might use that every day, especially if you're a farmer.
If you're in prison. All right.
This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 of these. Is it barbed wire, Ron from Fall Creek?
Sorry, Ron.
No, sir. Call us back. 715-723-2555. We want to send someone to the Dells.
Yeah.
We want a winner on a Win It Wednesday. Got time for, I think, three more here.
All right.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mark. Hey, Caleb.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Chloe from Menominee.
Hey, Chloe. Chloe, go ahead.
I guess shoes.
Shoes. Yeah, most of us use shoes every day. Well, you know what? My toddler sometimes forgoes shoes and just goes barefoot everywhere. Is it shoes, Chloe?
Great guess.
It's not a good guess, Chloe. Yeah.
Two more tries here.
715-723-2555. If you can get through jam-packed phone lines here for the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kyle from Tipua.
All right, Kyle, go ahead.
Toilets.
Is it toilets?
I think that's been guessed.
Has it? I think you're right.
Yeah.
Let me look back here. I actually don't see that.
No? Okay. All right. We'll go with toilets then.
All right. Toilets. Is it toilets? It is not, Kyle. Thank you. 715-723-2555.
One more guest before 8 o'clock. Can we get a winner on a Win It Wednesday?
Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Connie from Wisconsin Rapids.
All right, Connie. One more try here before we push this past 8 o'clock. What do you think?
Is it pens?
Is it pens? A lot of people would use a pen every day. Is it pens? Is Connie a winner, Halvo?
Sorry, Connie.
That's not it. Aww. Thank you. I know. We're going to try again. We'll try again, friends. Stay with us here on WWIB, where we are family.
We want to give away Dells tickets. Lots and lots of Dells tickets worth hundreds and hundreds of dollars. We'd love to give them away right now.
We're asking a question that's carried over from Tuesday Trivia on Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 of these. This is your chance to win 4 passes to Noah's Ark, 4 passes to Top Secret, 4 passes to the Upper Dells Boat Tour, plus 4 Dells Zipline Adventure passes as well. 715-723-2555. So this unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what? And we've already given you one clue.
Uh-huh. We gave you one clue earlier, and that is it's something that most of us use every day. So we haven't really talked off air what the second clue
might
be.
What's our second clue?
In my mind, I mentally thought, well, Caleb could come up with something. So what do you got?
Let's see. I used one of these this morning.
Okay.
All right. So it's something
and so did
of
I.
us use every
and so
day,
did
but
I.
both of us right. already used yeah. this morning. Both of us already used this morning. There you go. There's your clue. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Connor.
Hey, Jack.
Jack just sounds chill, doesn't he? He's just like, I got this.
Jack's like, I'm going to win those Dell's tickets.
I know.
All right, go ahead, my friend.
Lunchboxes.
Is it lunchboxes?
That was guessed.
That's guessed. Can you think on your feet, Jack? Do you want a bonus guess here?
Razors.
Is it razors, Jack?
Sorry, buddy. I didn't
Not
shave
razors,
yet today.
Yeah, I didn't either, actually. I probably should have. Thank you, Jack. 715-723-2555. Call us back. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
It's Liz from Menominee.
Hey,
All
Liz.
Right, Liz, go ahead.
Is it a comb?
It's a good guess, right? We both might have used one this morning. Is that it? Sorry.
Not combs. Thank you, Liz. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Win It Wednesday. This unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 of these. 5,000 what? Most of us use it every day. Halvo and I already used this morning. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Okay, what city?
Gerald. Rice Lake.
Okay. All right, good to hear from Rice Lake. Gerald, what do you think?
Toothbrush.
That makes sense. We do like to brush. We encourage kids to brush their teeth.
Yeah, smiles in motion.
Yeah.
The toothbrush has been guessed. Would you like a bonus guess?
Dental floss.
Oh, yeah. Good job thinking on your feet. I did floss. Halva, did you?
I'm a nighttime flosser.
Oh, you're a night flosser. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah.
It is not dental floss. Thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555. This is to go to the Dells, and a lot of folks want to win these tickets. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Morning. Clint from Fall Creek.
Hey, Clint.
Ahead.
Could it be coffee mugs?
It could be. Sir, I'm drinking coffee right now. It's kind of a peppermint coffee. Good.
Yeah, this unique museum has a collection of over 5,000 what? Is it coffee mugs? It's time. Thank you for the call, Clint. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe.
Who is it?
It's Chloe from Ebony.
Hey, Chloe, go ahead.
Spoons.
Is it spoons?
What do you say spoons for?
What?
Why do you say spoons?
Because you probably ate cereal this morning.
Yeah, I did have oatmeal.
I had yogurt, actually.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Chloe. We're just keeping you on the air.
So she's on track in that regard. Is that
but,
the answer?
I mean, would a museum have a collection of 5,000 spoons?
That's a lot of spoons.
It is.
You're absolutely right, Chloe. You're going to the Dells, girl.
Wait.
Chloe, you got it. You win. We're sending you to the Dells. How about that?
I have never heard that noise before.
Oh, well, that's the big winner noise. That's the big winner noise, yes. So here's the details. There's a collection of over 5,400 spoons at Lambert Castle, the New Jersey Spoon Museum, housed in Lambert Castle in Paterson, New Jersey. In case you ever want to make your parents take you out there for a road trip, Chloe, yes, there are 5,400 spoons, and that knowledge is going to send you to the Dells. How about that?
Woohoo!
All right. Hey, hang on the line and we'll let you know the details of these passes. Yes, spoons.
Way to
a
go,
museum
Chloe.
Of spoons.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Well, we are approaching school, the start of school. Maybe if some have started, you know, I hear about in other states because in Wisconsin it's like supposed to be September 1st or later, which of course is Labor Day this year. But, what it costs to be a teacher is pretty expensive, actually.
Yes. So a few factoids that we found here. 94% of teachers, of teachers, they say, have had to dip into their own pockets to buy school supplies and not reimbursed for that.
Yeah, teachers spent an average of $895 out of pocket on school supplies during last school year.
Wow. An estimated 1 in 6 teachers have second jobs during the school year to make ends meet.
Yeah. More than 16%. After adjusting for inflation, average teacher pay is down 5% compared to a decade ago, despite recent salary increases.
Again, some facts we found on what it costs to be a teacher. The national average starting teacher salary in 2025 is a little over $46,500, but that's $3,700 less adjusted for inflation than what beginning teachers earned in 2008-2009.
So, if you are a teacher, we salute you. We appreciate you, whether it's public, private, homeschool, all of it. Thank you for educating the next generation.
Yeah, thank you for investing in kids and maybe just a reminder to all of us to appreciate our teachers as well, too. And like Havel mentioned, wherever you're teaching, whether you're homeschooling or public or private school, we appreciate you and the work that you put in training up the next generation of leaders in our community.
For sure.